Pete Stringer snapped his bicep tendon on Saturday, so he's going to be out for 2-3 months. And the rest of the walking wounded will be, they're about 2-4 weeks off.
Is TJ back from his concussion? Still a few weeks. One name in the squad was Nick Scott. I know there was a sort of line about him in the team news. How kind of did that deal come about? And he's been on trial. Is that a short-term deal?
Yeah, no, he's on a short-term deal till Christmas. And he's been training well, and we know we've obviously got a few people out in the back, so he's been training well, so he deserves his place on the bench. But this week, Sam Bedlow will be on there.
You've seen in the Premiership the past couple of weeks, one or two clubs today, I think Bath have announced two more signings. Are you still kind of looking? I know you've had like TJ come in January, Dan Bray sort of halfway through the season. Are you looking at maybe a short-term option because of your injuries?
I know most of our injuries are back in 2-4 weeks. So we've just got to weather the bit of the storm and get through this period. Then we'll be pretty much, you know, everybody will be back fit with the exception of Strings.
Are you looking like down under though? I know you've had a bit of success.
Yeah,
down there.
Yeah, we're looking. We're always looking, if I'm honest. And, you know, we're getting our recruitment ready for next year. So if people come available earlier, then we'll consider it. But at this moment in time, we're just taking, you know, getting on each week by week.
With recruitment as well, obviously, you're always talking about retentions first. Is that beginning to go? I know there's one or two.
Well, they're all done, I think.
Leicester this weekend, I guess you'd have liked to play the Leicester a couple of weeks ago rather than the performance they put out the weekend. They seem to be in full flow.
Yeah, they're a good side, as we know, top four team and all the rest of it. So, you know, we've got to be on our very best to challenge them.
But the way you came back in that second half, are you feeling a bit more kind of confident where the team's at the moment?
I think it's the first time we've played with a number 10. You know, our first choice 10, and thought he did really well, kicked his goals well, kept hold of field position for us for, you know, 50% of the game, the other 50% we didn't. But I think we're coming together.
How impressed were you with AJ? You said happy with his performance, but sort of his first Premiership full game, he only had that half against Newcastle. He seemed to have settled in perfectly to what you're doing.
Yeah, he understands what we're doing and can apply himself to that, so dead happy.
With England squad this Friday, is that right? I think so. Are you expecting anyone in there?
I think Mike and Bo are named in the squad, aren't they?
Do you expect sort of Will Addison or any one of you?
Not at this moment in time, no.
Eddie Jones has been around a few grounds. Are you hoping to get him up to the AJ Bell?
Yeah, well, we've seen him a couple of times. He's not been at AJ Bell, but we've met him in the week and stuff, so he's aware of what we're doing.
I know last year you were happy that he'd come up here and spoke to you. Is that sort of relationship
still going? I think he's a good relationships person, and he's keen to be involved with all the clubs because he knows that's where the breeding ground for his players is.
One issue he's going to talk about on Rugby Next this week, TMOs. Obviously, there was a bit of controversy last weekend. Kind of, what is your point of view when it's frustration like that, when decisions get passed back and forward?
Well, I think in the past, the rugby coaches and directors of rugby have made the decisions, and I think the commercial arm of the club should also have a say in it because, you know, we need a decision. So if the referee's handing it over, then let the guy make the decision. We can't have 3-4 minute stops. It's not the referees, they have to go through the protocol. But I think for the paying spectator, it's not a great sight when we're on there for 2-3 minutes waiting for a decision.
Does it need to be made from sort of World Rugby saying, right, almost like a cricket system where you say, right, that's the decision on the field. If you can't do anything to change it, stick with that. Because it seems to now be passing the buck either.
Yeah, well, I think once you go to the technical ref, try yes or no, or any reason I can't, is sufficient, and he should be the eyes and ears of the ref.